Okay, good morning, everybody, in Chodesh Tov. So moving on to the third generation of Zugos, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shetach, who followed Yeshua ben Prach and Yitar Belo, who followed Yossi ben Yehuzar and Yossi ben Yochanan, to Yehuda ben Tabai, said, Al tas atzmecha ka'archei hadayanim. Now we have a number of different interpretations. So an orech din is obviously a lawyer, so for all the attorneys listening, you do wonderful work. So we're not, God forbid, demeaning the industry. And the profession, but there was some concern that Chazal had, in particular, Dinei Torah. So number one, Al tas atzmecha ka'archei hadayanim, sometimes the lawyers are very quick to try to dismiss arguments or make arguments. So the Avos de Reb Nasan associates this with Al tivahel beruchacha lahashiv. Right, a person rather should be, as we said at the beginning, hevel misunim badin. So again, a person should be thoughtful and not just try to sort of make the most clever argument to extricate himself or his client from a particular situation. It's all about MS. And likewise, that we have this notion of a toein in halacha, and various batei din do not accept them in part based on this Mishnah, that a toin is somebody who's like a professional in terms of teaching somebody what to say in court. It may be, very well be that the person is just in their case, is the way the Rambam puts it, that even if you know that this person is really in the right and just needs a little bit of help in terms of presenting the case, so a person should not say, okay, if the judges say this, then this is what you should respond, sort of utilizing their knowledge of halacha a little bit to game the system. The Dinei Torah should play out in a completely earnest way without anybody sort of putting their expertise on the scale, because that can often be manipulated. Even if in one particular case it's just, somebody can, very easily teach somebody who's not in the right, all of the right things to say. And then all of a sudden, you get, judicially speaking, a process that has been corrupted by a kind of an insider training scenario. So, Al tas atzmecha ka'archei hadayanim. And now, the way that dayanim are supposed to sort of perceive things as they proceed. That you have to be skeptical. This will come to as well. Havi mar belach koras ha'edim, Shimon ben Shetach, that you have to really ask questions. Nobody should be, you shouldn't have any prejudices with respect to people in terms of somebody. Oh, there's no way that this guy could have done anything wrong. No, you have to really approach them equally in terms of with equal skepticism and ask questions. Even though, again, our general orientation, is Hevidanis Kol Ha'adam L'Kavs Chos, but now we're in a Din Torah, so a person has to Kir Rishayim, not actual Rishayim, but we have to have a healthy dose of skepticism. And then, this is the most important part, Ukshanif Tarim B'Fanacha, Yiyu Be'Necha Kitzadikim B'Sha Shekiblu Aleihim Mesadin. That when they leave, rabbis sometimes know too much, judges sometimes know too much, doctors sometimes know too much, accountants sometimes know too much, sometimes a person did wrong. And when the din is over, so you have to give them a blank slate, and you have to assume, okay, even the Rambam says, maybe it looks like they did something really wrong here, they took money that wasn't there, so you're the accountant, gotta pay back the IRS, their back tax. Maybe the person made an honest mistake, maybe they weren't just seeing, maybe you're not gonna catch it, maybe the IRS isn't gonna catch it, maybe they did, but we have to try to give people, once the case is over, quote unquote, either in the actual case in a Din Torah or the issue is over. So you have to let it be over. You have to let things go. Now again, this is subject to all of the scrutiny that we, spoke about with respect to Yehoshua ben Prachin. Have you done his kol ha'adam l'kaf schos? A person has a track record of mendacity and insidious lying. So you're not going to extend them that benefit of the doubt. But for most people, we have to try. We have to really try to give them the benefit of the doubt and try to see them in a positive light. And, certainly not be involved in a process whereby, what we're really doing is we're engaging in what I like to call the politics of destruction or personal destruction. And we have to give people a chance. You just have to give people a chance to reestablish, their credibility. Everybody is able to make mistakes. So whether it's for the Dayan or for anybody else, it's such an important virtue in life to be able to allow people to move on from mistakes that they have made. Chodesh Tov, everybody should have a wonderful day.